If you are pregnant or you've recently had a baby, this podcast is for you. I am your host, Kath Bequee, a physiotherapist working in women's health and mum of three. Inside my online program, Fitness Mama, I just love helping support women to care for their bodies during pregnancy, prepare their bodies for birth, and support their afterbirth recovery, helping them feel confident and strong inside out during this important stage of their lives. In this podcast, join me each week as we dive into all things pregnancy care, childbirth, and postnatal recovery, helping you through every step of the journey. It is absolutely possible to feel amazing and confident in our bodies during this motherhood journey, and I want that for you. Come and say hi to me on Instagram at fitnessedmama, and let's dive into today's episode. Hello, and welcome back to the Pregnancy, Birth and Recovery podcast. So today's topic, it's a solo episode and it is a listener question. And the listener, this is what they wrote. I am a runner and I have high toned pelvic floor muscles. Will I have difficulty birthing my baby? So they are currently pregnant. This is a great topic. I'm glad this question has been asked. I have actually spoken to my members inside Fitness Mama a lot about this because it is a very common question. And as a physiotherapist too in pelvic floor rehab, I've spoken to a lot of runners and I've assessed a lot of runners too. So I'm going to talk you through, if you're a runner and you've got high toned pelvic floor muscles, what are the things to consider? I'm not going to be mentioning whether or not you should have a vaginal birth versus a cesarean birth. This is something for you to have a chat with your healthcare team, but I'm just going to run through things to consider and perhaps things to talk to your healthcare team about, whether or not that's your doctor, midwife, all the rest. Now, everything I say today is just one piece of the puzzle. I am talking about everything from a pelvic floor perspective, being a pelvic floor physio. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a midwife. I'm not a childbirth educator. This is just, as I said, one piece of the puzzle. So it's really important you do chat to your healthcare team about your individual situation. So let's start. I've got a bit of a list. There's no specific order in this list, but these are all important points to consider. So firstly, if you're a runner and you've got high toned pelvic floor muscles, my question is, I'm guessing you've had a pelvic floor assessment from a physiotherapist, and that's how you know you have high toned pelvic floor muscles, because that's not something we can really self-assess. There are symptoms of high toned pelvic floor muscles. So if you're having issues opening your bowels with constipation, painful sex, perhaps you've had endometriosis, perhaps you've got urgency, these are potentially symptoms of overactive pelvic floor. Not always, but sometimes runners do also have higher toned pelvic floor muscles. There's not much research out there that I'm aware of. There might have been some recent research, but there's no good quality research really on this area. So a lot of what I'm discussing today is professional opinion and also conversations that I've had with multiple obstetricians. Right, so things to consider. If you're a runner, it doesn't mean you necessarily need to have a cesarean birth. Like, that's not what I'm saying. But these are the things to consider. How is the flexibility in your pelvic floor muscles? You might have high toned pelvic floor muscles, but are you able to relax your pelvic floor muscles? Do they have a good flexibility? Just like in our biceps, let's say we're bending and straightening our elbow. We want that elbow to be able to move through its full range. We don't want our elbow stuck in one position. We want that lovely flexibility. And this is for all people, not just runners. This is all of us. A nice, functional, flexible, strong pelvic floor that can also relax is really important. So that would be the first thing is, that's something that you can work on with your face-to-face physiotherapist. Relaxation strategies throughout the day, not just in your pelvic floor, but your whole body relaxation. can be really helpful here. So I love to discuss the mind map, where you're starting perhaps from head to toe and you're working your way all down the body, relaxing different parts. Because it might not just be your pelvic floor that's non-relaxing. It might also be your shoulders and you're getting headaches. It might be your jaw or your forehead. So finding those points in your body and relaxing, including your belly muscles, your abdominal muscles, just letting it all hang out. Beautiful. Now, if you're a runner, you might want to also consider, and this is for everyone, perineal massage from 36 weeks onwards. Research has found this helps to reduce your risk of third and fourth degree perineal tears and episiotomy. It's been found to help reduce instrumental delivery and help with postpartum recovery. So perineal massage might be something to consider, and it's especially something I recommend if you do have high tone, because we want to learn how to relax those muscles, and that can be done really well in conjunction with perineal massage. So the way I teach perineal massage, and I do show you inside my program, Fitness Mama, if you want to join our 7-day free trial, the link is in the show notes. But I apply the stretch through the perineum whilst you're doing your beautiful deep breaths and whilst you're relaxing. So it's not just a matter of stretching and massaging and stretching and feeling that discomfort and pushing into a stretch. It's really that mind-body connection and learning how to relax with that stretch. And I know this is a podcast, so this is very much something I demonstrate with a pelvic model, but hopefully that's giving you a bit of an idea. Okay, if you were a runner and you have high tone pelvic floor muscles, some other things to consider. What is your age? Are you closer to 40 or are you closer to 20? The reason I'm asking this is because our age, is along with our genetics and our family history, can place us at increased risk of pelvic floor trauma. And I think this is what this question is relating to. Will I have difficulty birthing my baby in terms of will there be pelvic floor trauma? I should have perhaps said that at the start. So if you are 40s, if there's genetic, so family history, if your mother had to have a hysterectomy due to a prolapse, if your sister has prolapse, perhaps it runs in the family and perhaps that's something to consider amongst everything else. And again, these are all just puzzle pieces. They're all pieces of the puzzle. There's no one thing that's going to say, yes, you should do this or yes, you should do that. These are just things for you to consider. Other risk factors for pelvic floor trauma that I haven't talked about includes the use of forceps and a long pushing phase. So sometimes forceps need to be used, like in the moment. Let's say the baby needs to come out quickly. Sometimes there aren't other options when it gets to that stage. But let's say it's earlier in the labor and you've got a choice between a ventouse and forceps. Ventouse, which is the vacuum, has been shown to have less pelvic floor trauma associated with it compared to forceps. So it's the forceps we're really wanting to avoid if possible. And the long pushing phase, I'm referring to over 90 minutes. So over 90 minutes of pushing has also been associated with increased risk of pelvic floor trauma. I'm not saying if any of this happens, you will have pelvic floor trauma. I'm just saying research-wise, it shows an increased risk. So that's a lot of information I've just given you. But let's say, for example, you're a runner, you're closer to 40 years old, you know you've got high-toned pelvic floor muscles, you've got a family history of prolapse and pelvic floor issues, your situation, and your pelvic floor can't relax, you've got not a very good flexibility of the pelvic floor, your situation might be very different from a 25-year-old runner. Yes, they've got high-toned pelvic floor, but there's good flexibility, good ability to relax. There's no family history of pelvic floor trauma. So as you can see, these two different women in these two different situations, they might decide different things in terms of birth choices. So this again, this is all information. Have a chat to your healthcare team. They know you and your situation. If in doubt, go and have a pelvic floor assessment from your local pelvic floor physio. If you need support with your pelvic floor relaxation perineal massage and you don't have access to a pelvic floor physio, I know a lot of you listening today live rurally, regionally, then come and join us inside Fitness Mama. So hopefully this has given you some things to think about, to chat with your healthcare team, whether or not you're a runner and whether or not you've got high tone pelvic floor muscles. I do just want to leave this though, saying, let's say you do all the right things, so to speak, and you do develop some pelvic floor issues after having a baby, because sometimes that will happen. There is still that risk with vaginal birth. Even if you don't have a family history, and even if you don't have high tone pelvic floor muscles and you haven't had a long pushing phase and all the rest, there's so much support out there for you. Our bodies have an amazing capacity to heal. There's so many ways that we can help manage your symptoms, help you feel stronger, help you getting back to doing what you love. So I do just want to finish on that note. Let's say you do have pelvic floor issues. It's not the be all and end all, because there's so many different ways to, like, ultimately the goal is for you to get back to doing what you love with your bubba by your side. So hopefully that's been helpful, given you some things to think about. If there's any questions, please, as always, come and message me on Instagram at fitnessmama. I would love to hear from you. If you're a runner with high tone pelvic floor muscles and you have or haven't had issues with birth, I'd love to hear from you too. So thank you again for the listener asking this question. That's it, ladies. Have a fabulous day, and I look forward to you joining me very soon for another episode of the Pregnancy, Birth and Recovery podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Fitness Mama podcast, brought to you by the Fitness Mama freebies, found at www.fitnessmama.com/free. So please take a few seconds to leave a review, subscribe so you don't miss an episode, and be sure to take a screenshot of this podcast, upload it to your social media, and tag me at fitnessmama so I can give you a shout out too. Until next time, remember, an active pregnancy, confident childbirth, and strong postnatal recovery is something that you deserve. Remember our disclaimer: materials and contents in this podcast are intended as general information only and shouldn't substitute any medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. I'll see you soon.